Now on to our last speaker. He's a man who needs no introduction. The president of APAN, a Palestinian man who has fought for justice and a free Palestine for decades. It is my honor to introduce Nasser Mashni.
Nice. Firstly, a big hand for Anim, hey? How good is our young women? One of the best things, I mean, there's only some small slivers of a silver lining post October 7. There's only some small slivers, but the elevation of our Palestinian youth, and in particular our women. I've said it a million times, and David Ben-Gurion and those old Zionists said that the old would die and the young would forget.
Never.
What they didn't know. Never, thank you.
Never.
It's very loud. That the old would die and the young would forget. What they didn't know was that the old were seeds, and we're seeing the seeds now, wherever it might be, not just here in Nam, but in Sydney and in everywhere in the world, whether it's the UK, US, and the movement globally, is led by our youth. So our job as elders, particularly Ummu Wahab and somebody who's a little bit younger, is just to hold the space for a little bit longer until these magnificent kids can lead us away. So congratulations, Anim, and everyone. It's good to be home, my friends. It's very good to be home. And I say it's good to be home because nothing is as good as a Melbourne crowd. I can tell you I spoke in front of 200,000 people in London, but nothing's as good as Melbourne. Nothing's as good as Melbourne. There was 300,000, and I'll tell you, there was more in Sydney. There was more than 300,000 in Sydney. I was at the front of the march, got to the end of the bridge and said to the lead copper, "What are we doing now?" And he said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, mate, you want to give back a couple of those stars or the stripes if you don't know what we're doing?" I said, "Is there an off-ramp ahead or an on-ramp? Can we turn around?" He goes, "I got no idea, mate." So it fell on the marshals and the people within the rally to decide what was going to be happening and what was going to be done, and that was to stop the rally and communicate to the back to tell them to go home. Now, the police reported 90,000 people. Let me tell you, at 3:20, when I called my friend after I told him it's going to be a big rally to be there at 12, and he's a Lebanese guy, and anybody that knows any Lebanese people, they run a different set of clock. Lebo time. Lebo time saw him arrive at the train station, like this one, at 1:20. 1 hour and 20 minutes late. He never got out of the train station. The escalator was clogged. The train deck was clogged. That train station isn't here. It's in fact past Flinders Street. It's 1.2 kilometres from the bridge. The bridge was full. 1.2 kilometres of street was full. Every train station was full. It was 300,000, 400,000, maybe 500,000 people. So I want you to know, when you're coming out, when you're coming out every day, you are not only the very best of humanity, full of empathy, full of hope and belief for a better world, but you are representative of Australia. This is Australia, not Elbow. Not Penny, not Jacinta, not Minns, not any of those elected politicians. You are Australia, you are tomorrow, a hope for a better world where we're all equal, where we're being judged by the content of our character, not the colour of our skin, my brothers and sisters, by the content of our character. And it's in that space, and I want you to remember, it's so very important that we frame everything in an anti-colonial, anti-racist context. It's so very important. The foundations of this country are racist. When a white man came here and he said he was better than the black man, that genocide that started 250 years ago, that's still going on today, that got translated from that white man and then got used against the Chinese workers in the gold fields. And from there to the first waves of immigration, whether they be the Italians, the Greeks, the Lebos, the Sudanese, and whoever it might be, that institutional racism is enshrined. And our justice on this colony, but all over the world, has to be rooted in indigeneity. And here it means that this always was and always will be. Always was, always will be. And for that, we have to fight to our brothers and sisters, our siblings, our black brothers and sisters and siblings. To you, you should know that our fight is your fight. Together, together we will be free from the river to the sea, and always was and always will be. You are all an inspiration, my friends. You're all an inspiration, and you should know how important these rallies are. And I've said it so many times, but it bears repeating for the people that are new. For the people that are new. And every day we are growing, and it's our job that we're here is to welcome them. Sure, many of them are late. Sure, we needed more from them earlier. Sure, we wish they said something earlier. But Palestine's not going to be free if we're perfect and we exclude. That's what Zionists do. Our job, we're a movement of love, of inclusion, of acceptance. They got here now. Great. Welcome them. What we have sometimes is an aversion and a hurt that it took so long. And because we might be, some of us, I mean, I'm perfect. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But we might be 10 out of 10 activists. And if somebody comes along and they might be a 5 or a 6 out of 10 activist, might not be all the way there. It's better that we add them to the movement, that our 10 and their 6 and we're 16, rather than to remove your 10 trying to fix their 4. Yeah. Let's all work together. When we work together for a common good in the spirit of humanity, in the spirit of solidarity, 1 + 1 will equal 3. And that's irrepressible, and that's how we make change. That's how we make change, my brothers and sisters. And in that spirit of understanding it's anti-colonial and anti-apartheid and anti-racist, it has to be inclusive, and especially to every affected community, however they might look, whoever they might be, however they might identify. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, our queer siblings, every one of you is welcome. Every one of you is part of this world that we're trying to build tomorrow. And when we say free Palestine, I mean, you know, the Zionists will tell you, oh, you didn't protest about Sudan, you don't protest about Congo, you don't protest about Ukraine, you only protest about Israel because you're anti-Semitic. Let's be clear, when we say free Palestine, we mean free Congo, we mean free Sudan, we mean free Tibet, we mean free Kashmir, free West Sahara, free Kanaky, free the world from your racism, your supremacy, your white hate, free the world from Zionism. Free the world from Zionism. We're not going to get sucked into your hate narrative, we're not going to get sucked into this space where we're having to justify to you. You are on the wrong side of history, and history will account for you. History will account for you. You will not be able to post-date when you supported Palestine. You will not be able to say what you said and when you said it. It's been date-stamped into the internet for eternity. We know your legacies won't be washed. And it's important that we make this message loud and clear to Penny and Elbow. To Penny and Elbow. Elbow wants to recognize. Penny yesterday said there'll be nothing left to recognize. Penny, there is nothing left to recognize except for the fact that you're too late and Israel is a genocidal, rogue, apartheid regime. That's what you need to recognize. You don't get to tell Palestinians. You don't get to tell Palestinians who represents Palestinians. You don't get to tell us. That's not what self-determination looks like. Palestinians will decide who represents Palestinians. We're not copping your shit. Non-lethal parts. Non-lethal. Australia sends non-lethal parts. Shame. Shame, Penny. Shame. Non-lethal parts. Let's be very clear. It wasn't an M16. It wasn't an Apache helicopter. It wasn't a submarine that devastated Gaza. It was F-35s that devastated Gaza. It was aeroplanes that devastated Gaza. It was the overwhelming air superiority of the Israeli genocidal air force. And we were not just complicit, we aided and abetted this genocide. There is no such thing as a non-lethal part. If we send door handles Stop sending door handles. It can't be too hard. It can't be too hard. Slovenia's done it. Brazil started to boycott them. Spain's did it. We don't have to be last, Penny. We don't have to be last. An elbow when 300, 400, 500,000 people marched across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. They didn't do it for recognition, mate. They didn't do it for recognition. Number one, we need to stop the genocide. Number two, we need accountability. Number three, we need the end of occupation. Number four, we need the end of apartheid. Number five, Palestinians return home. Number six, we'll decide what the solution is. One, two, five states and what it will be called. We'll decide that, not you, mate. We'll decide that. And let's be clear, stop calling it a conflict. This is not a conflict. This is a one-sided genocide. This is assault on humanity. This is an assault on every sense of decency. This is an assault on any concept of international law or shared humanity. But we will hold them to account. You should know, and forgive me if you've heard this story before, but I've spoken at thousands of rallies in my life. As a 12-year-old, I spoke to a rally, and everybody in that rally I was related to. I'm not sure it needed the You're supposed to go, that was a little bit sad. It was my mum, my dad, my two brothers, and my late uncle. There were six people at that rally in 1982, and if you're old enough, you remember the chant, Reagan, Begin, you should know, we support the PLO. There were six people at that rally, because Palestine was, you know, a very, very obscure thing, a very aside thing. But that, and I never dreamed, I got to tell you, I never dreamed that we would get this big. All over the world, every state, we'd close the harbour bridge, that we would have the Prime Minister bebopping and dodging. I don't know if anybody saw the Defence Minister this morning on Insiders, didn't know what to say. They've all got these practice lines, a space where they can speak. The Palestine movement today is massive. It's global, from here to the UK, to London, to New York, to all of Africa, Japan, everywhere all over the world. It's huge. But the really inspirational thing is that this is the smallest it's ever going to be. Every day we get bigger, every day more people come out, every day more people understand that we're on the right side of history, that we're marching for justice, we're marching for humanity, that tomorrow Palestine's going to be free, and it's going to be because of every one of you, my friends. And you're not alone. I got a message from the people in Johannesburg. They're marching today when we wake up in Jakarta, Sao Paulo, Sydney now. No more not in our name, people are saying to governments everywhere. And increasingly it's starting to hurt. Increasingly it's starting to hurt. Scumbag Israel is feeling the pinch. It's feeling the pinch. It's feeling the pinch. That's why it behooves each and every one of us to boycott. To boycott, don't buy that Starbucks shit, don't go to McDonald's, don't drink a Coke. You do your little bit and use that as an opportunity. When your friends say, meet me at Starbucks, say, I'm not buying that genocidal shit. If you can spend your money in there, you're not my friend. Hold them to account. And then speak to them. Make them understand why. Why we're not going to Zara, why we're not going to buy Puma shoes. Why we won't buy a Hewlett-Packard, and if there is a way for you to affect and impact the buying decisions at your work, at your club, wherever it might be, do that, my friends. It's so very, very important. Genocide is never complex. Starvation is not neutral. Starvation is not neutral. Silence isn't innocent. It's so important that you take these moments. These rallies are opportunities for you to feel that you're not alone, to get away from doom scrolling, to be re-energized by those around you, to know that we are right. They are wrong. Refill your batteries, recharge your batteries, because we need to keep fighting. That this fight at every level, at the institutional level, educational level, at the employment level, but particularly within the families and networks that we can impact ourselves, that we need to teach everybody how to boycott, we need to demand divestment, and we've got to insist that our government sanction. So wherever you are, my friends, wherever you are, where your kefir with pride, where your watermelon earrings with pride, your Palestine pins with pride, because you You are the inspiration. You are the inspiration. You recharge each and every one of us every day. You tell this government to be held to account. And I can't tell you how many messages I get from Gaza. They can't believe that we're here every single week, 94 weeks in a row. Big round of applause to each and every one of you. 94 weeks in a row. There's a HESTA petition over here somewhere. You might have seen the, there it is, that blue sign. Are you with HESTA? Demand that they divest from genocide. Look up APAN and Super. Send an email through to your superannuation company to divest from companies that are complicit in the oppression and genocide of the Palestinians. If you're with HESTA, go and sign that barcode. And during the week, the Thursday, the 14th of August, there's a Sanction Israel movement evening. Get along to that. Come and get this flyer Thursday evening. And remember, my friends, there's never been a better time for a free Palestine, and it starts today. And each and every one of you is a spark. I'm so very proud of each and every one of you. Thank you so very much. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! From the river to the sea! From the river to the sea! I'm loving this. One! And really loud, we've got to make everybody hear. One,
we are the people.
Two,
we won't be silent.
Three,
stop the bombing.
No. One,
we are the people.
Two,
we won't be silent.
Three,
stop the bombing.
No. Thank you, everybody.
And welcome back to NAM. It's nice to have you back. We have a beautiful and big crowd today, and I hope that it will keep growing. Now, we have some flyers on the weekly rallies, and we need some volunteers to help pass them out. So if you do want to volunteer, just come up to the front, take a stack of flyers, and help us pass them out. We also have a pop bangy action on Thursday at Parliament, 12 p.m. Let the complicit MPs hear us. Let them hear us loud.